Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Sports Talk with Deuce McAllister and Bobby Hebert. We'll be joined shortly here by Thomas Morstead. Thomas will be out at Sal's, 1823 Metairie Road in Metairie, Louisiana, raising money for his foundation, What You Give Will Grow. And then he will also have some auction items as well that he'll be giving away for people that are willing to donate X amount of money. And, you know, whether you're talking about $25, $50, or $100, he's got some pretty cool items or gifts that that'll let you have the opportunity to win autographed footballs, authentic jerseys from the 09 Super Bowl team, an autographed Saints helmet, as well as two tickets to any game of your choice, two tickets to a home game, any game of your choice. And if you want to give to Thomas's organization, you can go to www.givenola.org, and that's www.givenola.org. And we have Thomas on the line with us. Timo, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem at all. And you're headed over to Sal's, or you either headed over there or you're there now, and you'll be there from 5 to 7 giving away free snowballs. Man, that's a good deal that you're doing. You're going to be treating fans to free snowballs and obviously raising money for the next 24 hours in the annual NOLA Give Day. And just tell us a little bit more about, you know, some of the things that you and your foundation have been able to do, and, you know, some of the things that you guys want to try to accomplish as well.
Well, we do lots of different things, Deuce. We just had our prom of champions, and that was at Club 44, right near the Superdome. And that's a prom we put on for kids that are dealing with cancer, other blood disorders, and it's a great deal. There's nurses and doctors there in case anything goes down, and just gives the kids a chance to be kids again. A lot of these kids are forced to grow up really early, and it just provides a great experience for them to, you know, for them to just be kids and kind of forget about what they're going through for a few hours.
Now, Thomas, what's interesting to me, who came up with the idea to enjoy a snowball at Sal's? Because, you know, down south, it gets hot, and then we love in the summer, but it's starting to get hot now. I don't know what, snowball, snow cone. I know when you go visit your relatives in the United Kingdom, I don't know if because it's kind of cool. I don't know if you eat too many snowballs or snow cones. Just talk about your experience growing up, maybe, and the exposure. Because who doesn't really like a good snowball or snow cone?
Hey, look, I grew up in Houston, so my family's from England, but I grew up in Houston.
Okay.
So I used to go get snow cones all the time, and then I actually met my wife on our first little date. We went to a snow cone stand in Friendswood, Texas. And that was back in 2006. And then when I got here to New Orleans, I did something to the snow. I said snow cones, and everybody jumped on my back and said snowballs. And so I've had to get educated on the different types of ice there are out in the different parts of the world. So anyways, yeah, we came up with the idea just because, you know, NOLA Give Day is about the spirit of giving. And I thought, you know what, be nice to put on a free event for there's tons of fans that maybe they're not always able to get to a Saints game, or they can't afford tickets, or they just don't have access to them. And it's just a free event where anybody's available to come. You don't have to donate. It's honestly just to give back, and it's to help kind of promote the Give NOLA Day. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody.
Now, Thomas, coming up with the OTAs and minicamp, and obviously training camp, and, you know, you don't want to be a weak link on any team, whether offense, defense, or special teams. What is your take? Because you have probably had to punt to in free agency, Marcus Sherrills. You know, we were averaging basically 6 yards of punt return. He was averaging 12 last season. Then we got a rookie, Deontay Harris, out of Assumption, that also is supposed to be a pretty good returner. So just talk about that aspect of the game and how maybe you can help these returners for us to get better, to flip the field and win those hidden yardage.
Look, I think the only way I can help out is by hitting really high, challenging, difficult punts to receive. You know, the rest of that stuff is, you know, there's not always a science behind any position, really. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into everything. And, you know, my job is just to be an encouragement to those guys, to challenge them every day, and to give them my two cents on what I think other teams are going to do, especially when we get to an outdoor stadium where we're dealing with some wind. Based on just knowing the punters and watching their film, I'll kind of give them an idea of what I think's coming. But those guys are so gifted, the guys that do that. They have to be great decision makers. Guys are flying down, trying to tear their head off, and they're just kind of standing there exposed. So it takes a special personality to be able to do that position.
Now, Thomas, now this has to be challenging for you because it's all about competition, and competition brings out the best of everyone. I know your relationship with Zach Wood, then all of a sudden we bring in some competition and Nick Moore. How do you handle that? You just treat everybody the same and say, hey, we're all in this together? Because all of a sudden now, and you know, you're trying to perfect that craft, obviously, being a holder. But talk about dealing with different long snappers and the challenges that come about with that.
Yeah, look, there's whether there's somebody in camp or not, there's always competition. And guys that don't understand that, they're out of a job pretty quick. You know, there's so many guys scratching and clawing trying to get into this league. You know that. And it's the guys that it doesn't matter who's by them, but next to them, or whether there's a guy competing set daily or not, you better be putting your best foot forward every single day. The main challenge, I would say, with having two long snappers is Zach Wood is the only left-handed long snapper in the NFL. And so when you're getting a lefty spin and then you're getting a righty spin from somebody else back and forth, that can be a little different. But honestly, it's great work for me. It makes every day a challenge, especially if we're, you know, going back and forth between reps. It just makes everything a little more difficult for me, which is great. So, you know, I'll encourage Zach like I've encouraged any other kicker that's been here since I've been here. Whether somebody's in camp or not, you got to go perform every single day and go fight to win a job. And you know, we'll embrace whoever's in camp with us, you know, and we'll teach each other, help each other. We're all trying to be the very best versions of ourselves, and that's the goal.
We're speaking with Saints punter Thomas Morstead. You can find him on Twitter at Thomas Morstead and his foundation at WYGWG6. And he is headed out to Sal's, 1823 Metairie Road. He'll be there from 5 to 7, giving away free snow cones to the fans. And he'll be also raising money for his foundation, What You Give Will Grow. And if you don't have the opportunity to go out to Sal's, you can obviously go online to www.givenola.org to be able to help support some of the fundraising events that they do, not only in the New Orleans area, but throughout the country. And Thomas, you guys will be giving away some autographed footballs, some autographed authentic jerseys from the 09 season, an autographed Saints helmet, and then two tickets to a Saints home game of your choice, plus pregame sideline passes will be given away. You know, fans can donate to have an opportunity to win some of that, some of those items. But Timo, I have to ask you: you guys have been working out a little bit, start OTAs in a couple weeks. What has it been like just to be around the guys again? Because you know, with the new CBA rules, you don't see each other a lot. You know, until everybody kind of reports. What has it been like to be able to see the guys and kind of get, you know, almost back into that groove of things?
It's great. You know, we've had an awesome locker room for the past 2.5-3 years. And, you know, as just with how things finished last year and with how things finished the previous year before that, you know, we've got a really strong bond. This team's had some really high highs and some really low lows. And just nice to be back with all the guys. I think, you know, I don't think there's much messaging that needs to happen this year. I think everybody has got a chip on their shoulder, And we are all very excited for the opportunity to be a part of this 2019 Saints team.
No doubt about it. With Timo, we're going to let you go, man, and go out there and have fun at Sal's, and a great job of what you're doing, giving back to the community, and go make some snowballs / snow cones.
Yes, sir. I will. Thank you guys for having me on. Y'all are the best.
All right, no problem. Thanks, Thomas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.